It's time for Comic Review Weekly, produced by Jackrabbit Studios in association with GravyBoy.com. Now here's your host, Andy Slott.
Hello there, comic book fans. Welcome to episode 28 of Comic Review Weekly, the podcast where you get the good, the bad, and the ugly of comic books, hosted by me, Andy Slaughter. Comic Review Weekly is brought to you by the creative minds at Jackrabbit Studios, home of Gravy Boy, the comic for folks who like a little hero and their heroes. Check it out at www.gravyboy.com. It's great to have you here. It's my hope that this show will perhaps get you to try out a few new titles that you may not have otherwise considered, or possibly to save you a few dollars by helping you avoid a really bad comic book. First off, I want to give a shout out to comic book dealer Jim Murray. Check out his website at www.murraystudios.net. Good deals on comic books, trade paperbacks, and toys, so check out his site. You might find something you're looking for. Again, that's www.murraystudios.net. This week, we have a splendid title up for review. It's a hardcover book by comic book legend Alan Moore and his America's Best Comics label. It's called Top 10, The 49ers, with artwork by Gene Ha and Art Lyon. Top 10 is a series that Alan Moore has already written many adventures in. This book is something of a precursor to the later chapters. It is set in 1949, in another reality, which becomes very clear early on, in the fantastic city of Neapolis. Neapolis is a city set aside for the superheroes, or science heroes, of the world in the post-World War II era. Normal people are against letting the science heroes have the freedom to live where they want, and the government has put into place a registration act of sorts. The result? Everyone with extra-normal abilities must live within the borders of Neapolis and be subject to the laws therein. The story opens with a few strange characters on a train on their way to the city. The reader is introduced to the young adult Stephen Trainer, known also as Jet Lad, a child prodigy flying ace. We also meet Lenny Mueller, known to the world as Sky Witch, for riding around on a jetpack broomstick. A former German aviation officer, Lenny switched to the Allies side in World War II and has earned much recognition. The two of them end up living in the same apartment house. Although there is a fair amount of sexual tension between the two, Steve is shy around Lenny for reasons that are revealed later in the book. Each of them have completely different goals for their new life in Neapolis. Steve is okay with putting his flying ace days behind him and moving on as a mechanic for an airfield where several other aviators work. Lenny, however, wants to put her talents to use in the new police force of Neapolis. The story really picks up in the second chapter as the two settle into their new lives. Lenny has her work cut out for her as a cop in this city. Her first assignments include investigating the death of a former Nazi scientist and a raid on a vampire brothel. As the story progresses, the vampires emerge as the greatest threat to Neapolis. But there are other threats as well. For one thing, if Neapolis cannot police itself, then the U.S. government will step in and enforce their own set of laws on the community. In addition, one of the flying aces at Jet Lad's airbase is staging a military coup of the city. So, all in all, the stakes are pretty high. This tale of the early days of Neapolis is thrilling to the last drop, with enough intrigue, character depth, and physicality to launch several series. Gene Ha's artwork is especially nice, although with dull sepia colors. I give Top 10 The 49ers 4 out of 5 stars. Something else I picked up recently was another one of those beautiful Showcase Presents volumes from DC. You know, the ones that reprint all the old comics like Green Lantern and Jonah Hex. This edition was the Superman, and, well, the reason I got it, you know, it's like $9.99 for 500 pages, and it's kind of hard to resist that. I actually got it for half off, but that's another story. I'm pretty surprised by it. It features artwork and writing from industry legends like Kurt Swan and Wayne Boring, and as far as outside of some Silver Age silliness, it's quite good. Just keep in mind, though, that these stories aren't really meant to be taken too seriously. Don't view them through the same lens as you would view something coming out now. There's not much continuity to it or anything like that. They're really perfect for just reading one at a time, especially after you've had a really bad day and you don't want anything too serious or too complex. It's pretty nice reading in that respect. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. If you can stand some silliness, then maybe it's for you. I give it 3 out of 5 stars. And that's going to about do us for this week. Yeah, I know it was a short show, but we'll have more next week. Thanks again for listening to Comic Review Weekly. You can email me your comments and suggestions at andy@gravyboy.com. I would love to hear from you. I'm always open to broadening my horizons and checking out new stuff. If you have anything in mind that you'd like to hear about on the show, please let me know. Join us next Monday for another new episode of Comic Review Weekly at www.gravyboy.com/crw. I'm Andy Slaughter, wishing you happy reading.